Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Adkins. Okay, so it is almost 2021 if you're listening to this when it releases. If you are listening to this maybe a couple weeks afterwards, it is already 2021. And if you thought 2020 was the year that was crazy, well, saddle up, because 2021 is the year of the vaccine. And I know there's no election, well, hopefully. But, dude, man. We thought 2020 was crazy, but I think with all the vaccine stuff, that 2021 is going to be insane.
Well, it's what's really going to be interesting is, I'm in Tennessee, right? And so Tennessee is a crazy place because you have fiercely independent people, lots of mountain people, Appalachian people, lots of Southern people. And then people are coming in from everywhere. Like, it's just crazy right now how many people are coming in from California, especially for some strange reason. We're actually moving. I'm moving out of town a little bit more to downsize my house and upsize land. Basically an even trade, but for us, it's just an important thing for us. So I say all that to say, yeah, 2021 is going to be really crazy because, like, people around here, I don't think half of them, it doesn't matter if there is a vaccine, they're not going to take it.
I know.
These are the same people that are walking around. The only real two places I ever go are Lowe's and Walmart. Lowe's more than any place else. But man, over half the people in there aren't wearing a mask. And nobody says anything to them. And I'm like, so this is supposed to be mandated right now. It's going to be really interesting. What are those people going to do? How are those people going to react? And then what is it going to do to the overall, society, economy?
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So, but today's episode, we're not just talking about vaccines. It's how you kicked it off.
You started it.
I know. And that's because, you know, it's been a weird year, right? I mean, 2020 has been really, really, really weird. Didn't it start off with an impeachment? Like, doesn't that seem like forever ago?
Yeah.
So 2020 has been a really weird year. If you think, and I know there's been lots of memes, can we just get this over with or whatever? If you think 2021 is going to be any different, I know I don't have a crystal ball, but I think 2021 is going to be even weirder because there's like, you know, are some places like, are you going to be able to take a flight without a vaccine, right? There's going to be stuff like that that's going to begin to come out left, right, and center of, okay, how mandated is this going to be and how enforced is it going to be? And then you have people being like, is this the mark of the beast, right? So you have all of this going on. So how, in the midst of all of that, ought we and should we multiply as a church, right? Because Jesus never said, go and make disciples of all nations until you have COVID or until there's a worldwide shutdown. No, actually, the church flourished when it was persecuted. The church flourished when it was at the margins. When we look at the early church and how it grew, we think the church was like crazy, like it was so influential when Constantine, you know, made it the official religion. No, it actually flourished even greater before that in so many different respects. So I guess the topic for today is, in the midst of all the crazy, how do we multiply in 2021? How should we as churches have a vision for multiplication this year?
I really think that it's honestly, it's the same as it always has been. It's just is this going to be a time where we embrace that calling a bit more? Because, you know, people talk about a church without walls. And it's like, oh, well, now we actually have a church without walls. And, you know, you have the missional movement and churches like Summit, who for a long time before it was cool, you know, would end every sermon with Summit Church, you are sent. And the idea being that, you know, you're sent out. They're democratizing those people to share the gospel. So it's great that we said, hey, we're going to lead people to a deeper discipleship during COVID. You could swing a dead cat in any direction and hit a church saying, we're going to take our people deeper in discipleship. Well, it's about 9 months later. How much has that happened? And what did they mean by that? And now, how do we move forward? Because in some sense, are you really a disciple if you're not making other disciples? And I don't mean, are you saved? I just mean, part of being a disciple is making other disciples. It's like kind of essential. It's part of the gig. And how are we going to democratize our people to do that? How are we going to train them? How are we going to engage them? How are we going to give them the vision of that? How are we going to continue to come around that again and again and again with stories of where it's happening in our community? That is the only time, then and only then, is when it's going to really happen and take off.
Yeah. Now, if you haven't read the ebook Multiplication Today, Movements Tomorrow, or the one 1,000 Churches, both of them are free downloads on newchurches.com, and we'll be sure to link to them in the show notes. But in both of those ebooks, Ed and I we really just focused on, hey, what are principles, right? What are principles from the research around multiplication and what kind of vision? So honestly, for 2021, I would encourage you to read that and read those two ebooks as a leadership team as well. I know they were written pre-COVID, but there's so many principles that apply to today. One of them is don't wait, right? Don't wait, because if you want a movement tomorrow, you need to multiply today, hence the title Multiplication Today, Movements Tomorrow. So what does it look like for you to multiply today? And multiplying today doesn't necessarily mean that you are sending out church planners or sending out, you know, planting new churches or planting new campuses today. That's not what that means. Perhaps 2021, your vision for multiplication is actually a downward sort of root focused based multiplication, where you actually need to grow in depth before you can be sent out and send others out. The important thing is, yeah, whether there's fruit, visible fruit of multiplication this year or not, as a church, how are you beginning to do that? How are you doing that? How are you doing that in micro ways, right? If we're not multiplying in micro ways, as in the multiplication of disciples and the multiplication of leaders, you'll never be able to multiply in a macro way, which is the multiplication of your church. So this year, what does it look like for you to have that vision where the vision is not survival, right? Where your vision is not paying off your debt, where your vision is not whatever it, where it's not defense, it's offense, right? How do you move toward offense? Because anytime, I'm talking about just in sports, anytime a team is more obsessed with defense than offense, I have found that a lot of times they'll lose, especially if they have the lead and then they kind of shirk back into defense, unless they're like that is the thing they're known for. They will often lose momentum when they're on the defense. So what does it look like for you as a church to be offensive, right? To be on the offense as it relates to multiplying, as it relates to being a blessing? Because you don't even need money for that, right? How do you multiply your church members to be a blessing to their neighbors and in their city this year?
It's the whole idea of playing not to lose.
Yeah.
I mean, so many churches play not to lose. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't buy into that, that fear mentality when you have you have such an amazing thing to tap into.
Yeah.
Think about, okay, if we want to use, since COVID, if you've heard of it, is something that spreads virally. And think of all the you know, things that we know about contact tracing and all these different things. I mean, if you, when you think about it, your church is the most strict, the local church is one of the most strategic bodies within your community to reach everywhere within the community, every sector. There's every, you know, think about I can't think of the word, subdivision. Yes. Every subdivision, every, oh goodness. Like whether there's different factories in your town or different industries in your town, your church is strategically positioned to bring the gospel to that subdivision, to that community through where people live, work, and play. And man, what an amazing opportunity that we have, even during this time where it's like, oh, well, people aren't supposed to gather. Well, they're gathering anyway. And a lot of them are becoming more intimate with their neighbors. I mean, you know, my kids are out playing even more so than they were a year ago. They're all playing outside, you know, even more than they were a year ago, because their parents are all working from home. Their kids are, you know, having every other day school or whatever, and they just need them out of the house. So, you know, my kids have an opportunity that we pray for every day, you know, to be salt and light in our community. And so, man, what a strategic opportunity we have right now.
Love it. Love it. Well, we do pray and hope that 2021 is a year of multiplication for you. Be sure to go and take a look at both of those ebooks, Multiplication Today, Movements Tomorrow, as well as 1,000 Churches, because both of those are going to be great resources for you as you pray about what 2021 looks like, and especially in regards to multiplication. Well, thanks again for listening in. If you have any questions on leadership development, on discipleship, on planting, on multi-site, just send that in. We would love to answer your questions. Just go to newchurches.com and hit the sidebar on the right that says send a voicemail if you're on your computer, or hit the, or if you're on your mobile device, just go to speakpipe.com/newchurches and send that in. We'll catch you next time.